Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise, and here's what happened on November 1st. 30 years ago today, a new player emerged on the world scene. That's when the Maastricht Treaty came into effect, formally establishing the European Union, or EU. The treaty, which had been signed the previous year, called for a strengthened European Parliament, the creation of a central European bank, and common foreign and security policies, as well as the establishment of a single European currency known as the euro. Surprising fact, back in 1993, there were 12 nations in the EU. Today, there are 27. Also on this day in history, in 1512, the Sistine Chapel opened to the public. In 1800, John Adams became the first president to live in the White House. And in 1952, the U.S. tested the world's first hydrogen bomb. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.